Can you tell us a little bit more about what exactly graphic medicine incorporates and where this kind of originates from?
So look, I mean, just the story of itself is, I think, quite fascinating. It goes back a couple of decades, really. So it kind of started out with these like one-page comic infographics, and it was really a way of making sure that patients could see themselves not just in like, you know, textbooks and being talked about as like an illness, but really to relate the personal image of themselves to the medicine and to the illness stories that were so popular at the time. And I mean popular, I mean like something like HIV/AIDS in the 90s. There was a lot about the discourse itself, and slowly and steadily people wanted to have images and wanted to have stories about these conditions and living with them and mastering them in a way that they really wanted something that's more about them and putting a human face to that. And they wanted this to be more appealing than just reading about it in a textbook medical journal where there's a lot of jargon. And you didn't want this to be like, you had to go to your medical professional to explain it, to translate it. They wanted these things to be communicable, to be really easy to understand and to share that story. And that's in the late 90s, that's where this kind of thing emerged. It came about really, I think, in like the early 2000s, 2004-05, when the first sort of more like solid, I'd say, like, you know, with the publisher, and this all was like bound up in a nice copy. That's where the genre actually really emerged as more of like a sustained genre and something that was for sale. Before that, it was like circulating just here and there, you know, copy machines like the zine structure. But after that, I'd say like around 2004 or 2005, you can see the first sort of really sort of like substantial things pop up. And then in 2007, it was actually Dr. Ian Williams in the UK forming this term, coining the phrase of graphic medicine, and having worked a lot on these issues himself, he then coined the term as this, just give you the formal definition here, the intersection between the medium of comics and the discourse of healthcare. By that, he really wanted to include everything that was part of that genre, as you just pointed out in your intro, it was graphic memoirs of illness, educational comics, academic papers. So he really opened it up to more than just sort of like the low key circulation of these like one page comics. He really wanted to create a place for this to thrive and for people to be available to people.
It's often difficult to talk about, you know, illness and our experiences in hospital with medicine or with sick loved ones and the like. So obviously, I imagine the subject matter in this is quite confronting at times, and yet you still see it kind of resonates with people.
Look, I think you're spot on. And if you just go and have a look online at what's there, and I can only recommend to your listeners to go to the Graphic Medicine website, the project that was started by Dr. Ian Williams. It's a treasure trove of these things. Like, they talk about these stories being, and these visual and textual sort of hybrids. And what do I mean by that? I mean, this is like marrying the text to images that really are appealing because they're less preachy. They are less data driven. It's all about making things easy to understand and making them about the person. So this is not really making you feel like you're part of a statistic. It really means that the right message about what it means to, like, for instance, living with cancer, this can be a thousand different ways. And this, I think, is like the strength of this, the comic aspect of it is it's meant to be popular. It's meant to be entertaining, as weird as that sounds. And it's meant to really meet people where they are at, not, you know, having all the medical stuff thrown at them, but really, what does it feel like to get a diagnosis? There's a really interesting example. It's called Marbles, Mania, Depression, Michelangelo and Me. It's by a UK artist called Elle Forney. And she wrote about, in a graphic memoir, she wrote about having bipolar disorder. It came out in 2012. And it's just absolutely gorgeous to look at and just deeply, deeply engaging.
Yeah, in terms of just looking at these comics, the website you mentioned there, graphicmedicine.org, just a quick scan of the webpage itself, you can see how personal these really are. There's such a range of different art styles, a range of different approaches when it comes to creating these, quite clearly.
Right, and they talk about anything, you know, and everything, really. I thought it was just fantastic. There's cancer vixen, there's the troubled life of being a bad doctor. That was actually by the second one, that's by Ian Williams, the other by Mr. Coachella Machetto. They have regular meetings each year. There's now a convention. So it's a lot about this like coalition building amongst these artists. And I think it's really interesting because there's even a graphic medicine manifesto up now by sort of the leading artists in the field came out in 2015. And I thought this just shows you the strength and the just the human spirit, I think, that's so interesting, and the creativity around that. That, you know, these people have created their own support structure and community around it.
And just looking to the future of this one, do we see this one, especially when we are thinking so much more about mental health and how we handle mental health and handle kind of being isolated a lot at the moment as well, do you think this one kind of has legs to expand and, you know, bring more understanding to more people?
I think, yeah, definitely. So if you just look at the numbers, I saw a couple of numbers coming out of, it's a comic book, actually, a graphic medicine novel about living with HIV. It's called The Undetectables, and they did some case studies on it in New York to look at how this like superhero sort of like theme, social marketing and patient education campaign that something like The Undetectables is talking about can work. And they actually found that numbers went up quite significantly from like 67 to 82% in patients who read the novel or this graphic themed social sort of info campaign. Went up from like 67 to 82% in the terms of like how much they stick to the Medicare regime to keep them healthy. The same, I think there was this about photo novellas in communities where people do have very low rates of literacy or language is an issue. Not being able to consume information in English is an issue. So the photo novellas, the photographic information was giving a lot of, particularly women, a leg up when it came to prevention of HPV, depression and smoking. And I think if you just read the websites, the blogs, if you go online, you can see that people are sharing that stuff like crazy because they're really into the idea of taking back the story of what it feels like to live with something like it might be a mental issue or it might be just in the COVID lockdown situation, what it feels like. And it's such a creative platform. So I think it definitely has potential to grow into a much larger phenomenon from here on.
Well, Benjamin, thank you very much. And it's an intriguing one. Really do appreciate your time on it this morning.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Sean. It was a pleasure.